Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Your Fairfield area weather forecast for the day, calling for sunny skies with a high near 56. We'll have a full forecast after the news. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting. Our lead story. The Fairfield Mules took on Alton Marquette yesterday and won with a final score of 36-8, setting up a second-round matchup with Breeze Modern Day. Mark Turner and Jeff Vaughn have the story.
Mules put together a great defensive effort. They win 36-8 over Alton Marquette in the first round of the Class 3A playoffs. I'm Mark Turner, and Jeff Vaughn, what a great defensive effort by the Mules.
Fantastic. Luke Dagg had several sacks. Fairfield didn't give up a touchdown until midway through the fourth quarter. Three interceptions forced, didn't let the Explorers get anything going in the run game. Just an outstanding first-round effort by the Mules in the 36-8 win.
And then offensively, big plays, the name of the game, are drive of the ball game, the big touchdown pass on the halfback option from Cade Carter to Luke Dagg.
Yeah, Luke Dagg, just a great game, both sides of the ball. Landon Zerlini, though, a good game, no touchdowns through the air, but 8 of 13. Wyatt Gilbert, 85 yards on the ground, two touchdowns. Cade Carter, in addition to the touchdown pass, had two on the ground. Just a complete victory and an outstanding way to start off the playoffs.
Nice to get a home game to start the playoffs, but it's even nicer to get two in a row at home.
Breeze Modern Day coming to town next week. We don't know what time yet, but we'll know soon and let you know as soon as we do.
Modern Day, a 56-0 winner over West Frankfort on this Saturday afternoon. Again, the Mules win 36-8 over Alton Marquette in the first round of the 3A playoffs. For Jeff Vaughn, I'm Mark Turner reporting WFIW News.
We'll have the time and date of next week's matchup in the coming days. More news after this.
Hi, I'm Double D, and you can tune in to my show Afternoons with the Double D on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com from 1 to 4. Two businesses that are sponsors are A&D Auto Parts on West Main Street in Fairfield and Albion Auto Parts, located on East Walnut Street in Albion. If you're searching for car parts, they have them in stock. The phone number for A&D Auto Parts is 618-842-7588. Albion Auto Parts can be reached at 618-445-3011.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWRadio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, Act Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
And now, the rest of the news. 36-year-old Crossville resident Jedediah Locher was arrested on Halloween afternoon during the execution of a search warrant by Crossville Police and the White County Sheriff's Department. Officers found approximately 3 grams of meth, numerous dime bags, some with meth residue, digital portable scales, cannabis, meth and cannabis pipes, and a used hypodermic needle that tested positive for methamphetamine. Locher was charged with possession of meth, possession with intent to deliver meth, unlawful use of property, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 28-year-old Mount Carmel resident Charlene Reed was also present, and she was charged with possession of meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a hypodermic needle. She was also wanted on an Edwards County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of unlawful use of weapons. Both were transported to the White County Jail and held, pending the setting and posting of bond. The Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for the person or persons who broke into a locked storage unit belonging to Dusty and Lauren Vaughn. A lock was cut off of the unit, and the items taken were a 32-inch TV and two safes. If you have any information, contact Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. And a reminder, the Burnt Prairie water system will be flushed during the month of November. The flushing could result in discoloration of the water and possible low water pressure. If you are a Burnt Prairie water user and want to report problems, you can contact Wayne Carter at 383-5850.
With the legalization of recreational marijuana use beginning on January 1st, there are aspects of the law that employers may not be aware of. Troy Overholt, VP of Occupational Health at OSF Healthcare, says one thing for employers to be aware of is that they cannot discriminate against an applicant that admits to using recreational marijuana or is shown to be using it via a drug test.
Well, there's one aspect of the law that is different in Illinois than any of the other states that have legalized marijuana use for recreational, and that is it says that an employer cannot discriminate in employment decisions based upon use of a legal substance. And with marijuana being legal, that means testing for marijuana in a pre-employment drug test is really not going to be possible. I think most employers will probably stop testing for the THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, because you can't use that to discriminate and not hire somebody.
That said, once someone is hired, an employer has the right to uphold a drug-free workplace and is able to fire an employee who admits to using marijuana or is found to be using marijuana while at work.
Yeah, it's really different because the Colorado laws, that was not written in there. Our law in Illinois, the way it's written, has specific protections for the employer and the employee or applicant for employment. So it gets kind of interesting because once you're employed, the employer has the option to have a drug-free workplace, which means if you test positive after you're employed, you can be disciplined or terminated.
OSF Healthcare will be holding informational forums for employers at OSF locations in Illinois throughout the month of November. Illinois teachers can now be officially endorsed as dual-credit instructors. Kim Howard has the story.
The endorsement is available in 9 subjects, including math, speech, and English literature. It will show that a teacher is prepared to lead classes that earn students both high school and college credit, says the State Board of Education's Emily Fox.
Usually we see college instructors or professors as the individuals who are teaching these dual credit courses, so we're really excited for the opportunity of our K-12 educators to be able to display that they are also qualified.
Fox says more and more students are taking the dual credit courses, giving them a head start on college. Teachers can learn more about the endorsement online at isbe.net. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
And change was the theme of SIUE Chancellor Randy Pembroke's annual university address Monday afternoon. Pembroke covered a lot of ground in his time at the podium in front of various stakeholders and dignitaries at the Morris University Center's Meridian Ballroom. He spent some time touching on the university's strategic plan, as well as an overview of the many successes over the past year. Pembroke says they are currently looking at ways to increase the recruitment of a diverse student body.
We are in the midst of a tuition price review to see if potential students think we are too high, too low, or just right on our price point. I guess you could call that the Goldilocks tuition study. We are also looking at co-curricular options, which will make SIUE more attractive. Items such as esports facilities, housing changes, and even additional coffee bar opportunities. An important part of Goal 3 in our strategic plan.
Pembroke notes the state has identified out-migration as a concern for all of the Illinois 12 public universities and says a marketing campaign will soon be rolled out by the state to try and curb that trend. He also says the SIU Board of Trustees is currently conducting a national search for a new SIU system president and how to better allocate state funding. Both of those may be addressed at the December meeting. You can see Pembroke's full speech at siue.edu/TV. And the river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 21.23 feet, above the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 6.39 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 14.41 feet with a flood stage of 18 foot. Bonpas Creek at Browns reads 2.22 feet, and the Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi has a reading of 17.27 feet. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Healthcare is about having Plan B when there was no Plan A.
Healthcare is making sure I'm not a mom until I'm ready.
Healthcare is birth control.
Healthcare is knowing I have options.
Planned Parenthood is healthcare.
Book your appointment today.
The Big Deal Store has a great deal on Bopple's home furnishing certificates. Pick one up and get a great value on top quality furniture at Bopple's Home Furnishing in McLeansboro on the south side of the square.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 87-year-old Betty Lou Richardson of Sisney died at 6:10 a.m. Friday, November 1st, at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She served as a librarian for the North Wayne School System for many years. Betty Richardson is survived by her sons David Kent Richardson and Danny Lee Richardson, both of Sisney, and Donnie Leon Richardson of Fairfield, as well as 8 grandchildren and 17 great-grandchilren. She was preceded in death by her husband of 44 years, Kelly M. Richardson. Funeral services for Betty Richardson will be held at 2 p.m. today, Sunday, November 3rd, at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Burial will be at Sisney Cemetery, and visitation will be from noon until 2 before the funeral at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, family request donations be made to the North Wayne School District Library Fund and will be accepted at the funeral home. Fond memories and expressions of sympathy may be given to the family at MeredithFuneralHome.com. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 93-year-old infield resident Garrett F. South died Thursday morning, October 31st, at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He was a farmer. Garrett South is survived by his wife Dorothy, brother Carol South of Enfield, and sister Phyllis Sanders of Norris City, as well as many nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Garrett South will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, November 4th, at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Enfield. Burial will be in the Little Zion Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 3 to 6 p.m. on Sunday at the funeral home, and military graveside rites will be conducted by the Carmi American Legion and VFW. Memorials are suggested for the upkeep of Middle Shoals Township Cemetery. Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Enfield is in charge of the arrangements. 90-year-old Fairfield resident Dale Edward Barnard died at 5:35 p.m. on Thursday, October 31st at Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit. He worked at Tamarack Oil Company for 38 years. Dale Barnard is survived by sons Roy Barnard of Mount Vernon and Robert and Danny Barnard of Fairfield, 8 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, brother Bob Barnard of Sims, sister Sharon Zimmerman of DuCoin, brothers-in-law Dennis Brown of Fairfield and Donald Brown of Mississippi, sisters-in-law Joyce Barnard of Hoisington, Kansas, Carolyn Dye of Fairfield, Catherine Rush of Springerton, Linda Balsover of Fairfield, and Barbara Merritt of Fairfield, as well as many nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Dale Barnard will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, November 5th at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Burial will be in Oak Valley Cemetery with military rites provided by Anthony Wayne Post No. 176 American Legion and the Wayne County Post No. 4535 VFW. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time. Johnson & Vaughn's Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 78-year-old Wayne City resident Everett Butch H. Page died at his home on Saturday, November 2nd. Everett Page was born on March 26th of 1941 in Chicago to his parents Claude and Opal Page. On May 26th of 1970, he married Bonnie Lou Greenwalt, who survives. Everett served in the U.S. Army for 22 and a half years, two of which were served in Vietnam during the Vietnam War. After retiring from the Army, he worked in pest control for Orkin and later Esmond Pest Control in Wayne City. He was a member of the First Christian Church of Wayne City. He is survived by his wife Bonnie Page of Wayne City, a son Terry Page of Wayne City, three daughters, Tawny and Jody Rainwater of Wayne City, Tina and Tom Borbeau of California, Diana and Greg Elkins of California, a brother Jack and Kim Page of Missouri, and nine grandchildren, Jared and April Payton, Brylin and Blake Rainwater, Shelby Payton, Alex and Kevin Belmont, Casey Rainwater, Brianna Rainwater, Ryan Elkins, Tyler Borbeau, and Trevor Borbeau, as well as six great-grandchildren. He was preceded in death by both parents, a son Bobby Page, and a daughter Tammy Welch, as well as two brothers and four sisters. Funeral services for Everett Butch Page will be held at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, November 5th at the Young Funeral Home in Wayne City, with Pastor Steve Griswold officiating. Visitation will be held on Tuesday from 11 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. at the funeral home, and burial will be at the Garrison Temple Cemetery near Keynes. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America or to the American Cancer Society and will be accepted at the Young Funeral Home in Wayne City. Online condolences may be made at youngfuneralhomellc.com. Young Funeral Home in Wayne City is in charge of the arrangements. 91-year-old Leonard Harper, formerly of Fairfield, died at 10:33 a.m. on Thursday, October 31st, at Stearns Nursing and Rehab in Granite City. Services are pending at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. And 64-year-old Fairfield resident J.L. Cox died at 7:05 p.m. Thursday, October 31st, at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Services are currently pending. And just a reminder, obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's forecast calling for sunny skies with a high near 56. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting.
Mules Volleyball Monday on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com as FCHS moves into sectional play to take on the Pena Panthers at the Salem Class 2A Sectional. Our broadcast about 6:25 p.m. Monday with pre-match information. Mules Volleyball is brought to you in part by Carter Trucking, Amon's Chrysler Center, the Fairfield Banking Company, Amber Marie's, and Classic Pizza and Pasta.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary and will keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's a look at sports from around the region. Last night in high school football Class 3A playoff action, Fairfield defeated Alton Marquette with a final score of 36-8. The Mules will now host Breeze Modern Day next week, with the time and date to be announced on Sunday or Monday. Elsewhere in high school 3A playoff action, it was Breeze Modern Day over West Frankfort 56-0, Beardstown over Newton 31-6, Quincy Notre Dame defeats Greenville 42-32, Monticello over DeCoin 25-21, Williamsville over St. Joseph Ogden 54-26, Vandalia shuts out Vernon North Mac 7-0, and Mount Carmel defeats Carlinville with a final score of 35-7. In Class 2A playoffs, it was Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin over El Dorado 41-22. Auburn over Chester 19-0, Decatur St. Teresa defeating Hamilton County 52-7, Tuscola over Flora 42-14, and Nashville over Villa Grove Heritage 35-0. In high school Class 1A playoff action, Athens defeated Casey Westfield 42-7, and in Class 4A playoffs, it was Benton over Salem 8-7, Murfreesboro over Bethalto Civic Memorial 20-14, Effingham over Breeze Central 55-13, and Kankakee McNamara 34, Paris 14. In high school cross country, the FCHS boys finished 16th at the Benton 1A Cross Country Sectional on Saturday. The top finisher for the Mules was Austin Schuster, who placed 51st. Jesse Crawford placed 106th for the Lady Mules. And in college football action yesterday, Illinois defeated Rutgers 38-10, and SIU defeats Indiana State 23-14. Looking at action from NHL, the Blues take Minnesota in overtime 4-3, and the LA Kings defeat the Blackhawks in overtime 4-3. Today's football schedule for the NFL will be the Bears at the Eagles, the Colts at the Steelers, the Texans at the Jaguars, Jets and Dolphins, Redskins at Bills, Titans at Panthers, Vikings at Chiefs, Buccaneers at Seahawks, the Lions at the Raiders. The Browns will take on Broncos in Denver, the Packers face the Chargers, and the Patriots visit the Ravens. In NHL action today, the Blackhawks will face off against the Ducks, and the Bulls will face the Pacers in NBA action. That's a look at sports. I'm Jeremy Smith. And here's a look at your classic hits. Fairfield area weather forecast. Today, calling for sunny skies with a high near 56. Overnight, mostly clear, low around 36. Monday, calling for partly sunny skies throughout the day with a high near 57. And overnight Monday night, expect mostly cloudy skies. Monday night's low, 35. Looking ahead to the middle of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday is sunny with a high near 51. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 52. And rain back in the forecast for Thursday. That's right, Thursday rain likely before noon. Other than that, mostly cloudy skies throughout the day with a high near 43. Yesterday's high was 46. The projected low was 33. We surpassed that overnight. The temperature did reach down as low as 27 degrees here at the radio station. Again, we're looking at a high of 56 degrees today with a low of 36. We had no rain in the gauge overnight. That brings our total for the year of 2019 to 62 4/100 inches of rain overall. Currently outside, it is frosty but clear, beautiful blue skies, and currently 31 degrees here east of Fairfield at WFIWW OKZ Studios. The Beacon is next.
It's what you've been looking for. WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois, and WFIWRadio.com, the news leader in southeastern Illinois.